AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says the U.S. has asked Turkey for audio and video related to the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Sagarmagani reports.
Turkish officials have said Saudi agents killed Khashoggi inside the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, and there are recordings.
I'm not sure yet that it exists. Probably does. Possibly does.
The president says he wants to know what happened, but a day after warning against a rush to judgment, he's stressing the Saudis are key U.S. allies.
They're a tremendous purchaser of not only military equipment, but other things.
Asked if he sent the FBI to investigate the death of Khashoggi, who lived in the U.S. and wrote for the Washington Post, the president would not say, but noted Khashoggi was not an American citizen. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Treasury Department official is charged with leaking confidential banking reports of suspects charged in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards is set to appear in court today in Virginia. Edwards is a senior official at the department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. She's accused of leaking the material on Paul Manafort, Richard Gates, and others to a journalist who's not named in the court papers. Prosecutors allege Edwards photographed the confidential documents and sent them to the reporter using an encrypted messaging app. They add that when she was arrested, she had a flash drive containing the confidential reports. A veteran North Carolina state trooper is dead, shot and killed during a traffic stop early this morning near the South Carolina state line. The Highway Patrol says Trooper Kevin Connor was shot while walking toward a pickup truck that he had stopped for speeding. The truck's driver was arrested following a 20-mile chase after the shooting. Connor was an 11-year veteran of the North Carolina's Highway Patrol. This is AP Radio News. Weather scientists say tornadoes have shifted to the Mississippi River and points east. Mike Hempen reports.
The study's lead author, Dr. Victor Gensini, says the area with increasing tornado activity is bigger and home to more people. He also says more people live in vulnerable mobile homes. Gensini says although the eastward shift is consistent with climate change, unless there are more specific detailed studies, he and others cannot say the shift is caused by global warming.
Carol Spinney is retiring.
Sometimes I'm a little clumsy.
For nearly 50 years, he was the voice of Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. Back in 2015, Spinney said at first he didn't like to have his picture taken.
I just kind of like being myself and Bird and Oscar be them. But now it's kind of fun. It's nice to be identified with something that's been so well received.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.